Brought to you by Penguin.
The Forgers. Written and read by me, Roger Morehouse. To the victims of the Holocaust, and to all those who endeavoured to help them. Prologue. He Who Saves One Life. On the night of the 27th of September 1944, Heinz Lichtenstern went to see his family for the last time. He'd done his best to save them. He had left Germany for Holland not long after Hitler had come to power, where he had set about making a new life for them in Amsterdam. When the Germans invaded West in 1940, he had entrusted the family's wealth to a non-Jewish friend, in an effort to avoid the expected forced confiscations of Jewish assets. He had even arranged for false identity papers to be prepared, in the hope that some sort of exit route from the gathering horror could be secured. But now, having only recently been moved to the ghetto at Theresienstadt in Bohemia, along with his family, he realised that his efforts had reached the end of the road. He'd been informed that he would be deported the following morning. The deportation notice reminded him that he should appear punctually with minimal luggage, but including work clothes, blankets and underwear. Failure to comply would incur official sanction. In justifying the impending deportation, the notice spoke of overcrowding in the ghetto and the need to mobilise able-bodied men for a six-week period of labour service. The camp authorities requested 5,000 men, who were to be sent in two batches, within the shortest period. Only the most urgent and justified exemptions would be granted. The men would be selected, the notice stipulated, only on the basis of age and regardless of the position that an individual might hold. By way of assuaging the fears of family members, it was suggested that postal contact with the deported would be established within a short time. Despite all the promises, euphemisms and obfuscations, Heinz had a reasonable inkling of what deportation meant. He didn't know the destination. They had been told merely that they were needed for labour in the Reich, and part of him, perhaps, would have wanted to believe that it was true, that they really were being sent for labour, and that they would return. But in his heart, he would have suspected the worst. Like many Jews, he had heard the rumours. He would, no doubt, have already heard of Auschwitz, a place spoken of in whispers, a place from which no one ever seemed to return. To make matters worse, he knew that his family would follow him in due course, and that he would be unable to help or protect them any more. So it was that Heinz hurried to the barrack block where his wife and children were housed, to say his last goodbyes. He tried to put on a brave face, to convince his wife that all would be well, and impress upon the children to be good and to take care of their mother. But when he got there, overwhelmed with the knowledge that he was being sent to meet his fate, he simply lay down on the bunk, held the children tight, and sobbed uncontrollably. His daughter, 9-year-old Ruth, had never seen her father cry. The following morning, Heinz duly turned out on the Schleuse, the courtyard outside the camp's Hamburg barrack, wearing his shabby coat with its yellow star and carrying his few permitted possessions. The Schleuse, according to one eyewitness, was a diabolical chaos, where those being prepared for deportation were thrown together, isolated from the rest of the camp for a day or two, surrounded by the remaining detritus of their lives, backpacks, suitcases, bedrolls, plates and dishes, until they were ready to depart. The deportees would be registered and ticked off the list, their possessions checked through. They were required to hand over to the German guards their ghetto identity cards, as well as any remaining ration coupons or other official papers. They were promised that new identity documents would be issued when they reached their destination. While they were waiting, the deportees had time to think, to curse their fate perhaps, or to consider some way out. It was possible to appeal against...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?